Well, dare I say it, the Ballers are hot, baby. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Annapolis Cannonballers taking on the Carolina Mudcats for the fourth of six matchups this week here in beautiful Annapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you action here live from Annapolis. Ballers have won two consecutive over the Mudcats, so look to make it three in a row now as Jorge Vera, top prospect righty on the bump, will deliver the first pitch of the ball game, and Henry Mendez loops it into right field for a base knock. One pitch and one single to lead off the ball game. Henry Mendez is already on base here for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. First pitch is at 6:59 here in Annapolis. It is 84 degrees here in Annapolis. A little humid as we had some weather in the area pregame. As we are now clear, though, a couple clouds in the sky, nothing too crazy. It's a humid 84 degrees now as Gene Carmona, the DH for the Carolina Mudcats, will dig in. First pitch from the righty Vera to Carmona is in there, 0-1, your count. Mendez, Carmona, and Chorio do up in the order here. Top of the first inning, Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization looking to snap their two-game losing streak currently. 0-1 fastball from Vera just inside, 1-1 now. Righty on the bump for Annapolis tonight, 6'4". 195 pounds righty, Jorge Vera, 0-1 with a 2.70 ERA, signed as international free agent in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. 1-1 is off the is going to be a quick check on the runner, not in time. 1-1 will remain the count. Vera, a highly regarded top prospect, number 3 overall in the White Sox system per Baseball America. MLB Pipeline has him a couple of steps lower at number 5. In the top 30 for the Chicago White Sox. 1-1 from the righty to the plate to Gene Carmona. Fastball inside corner, 93 miles an hour. We'll do it at 1-2. Again, the order for Carolina today. Mendez, Carmona, and Chorio do up for the Carolina Mudcats here in this top of the first inning. Following them, it'll be Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Batting fifth is Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Oswald Leonis back in the order for the Mudcats. He will bat sixth. As time called, it is a pitch clock violation issued to Jorge Vera. Now a even count of 2-2 on Gene Carmona. Again, a clock violation issued to Jorge Vera on the bump. 2-2 now your count. Vera will look at first base, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Vera picks up his first punch out of the night. It's a swing and a miss for Gene Carmona. One down now in the first inning for Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. How about this matchup? Jorge Vera, number 5 overall prospect in the White Sox system, against Jackson Chorio, the number 1 prospect in the entire Milwaukee Brewers organization. Actually, fun fact on Jackson Chorio, he is the youngest player in full-season professional baseball. First swing is a big miss from Chorio at the plate. 0-1 is your count. At first still is Henry Mendez, the right fielder. How about 7-8-9 for the Mudcats in the order? Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will bat seventh. Batting eighth is Zach Robbie, the second baseman. And batting ninth is Jeremy Vargas, the third baseman. All for manager Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 is swung on and fouled off by Jackson Chorio. 0-2 is your count. Ballers winning last night 5-3 over the Mudcats. Again, Jackson Chorio, the guy at the plate, producing the only runs of the ballgame for Carolina with a 3-run blast. Chorio on the year batting .318 with 11 homers. He showed off the number 1 prospect ranking in the Brewers system with a lot of force. 0-2. Off speed off the plate now, 1-2 on Jackson Chorio. Again, Jorge Vera making his fifth start of 2022, his third at home. Both starts here at home, he's gone 2 2/3 innings. Both are tied for his longest outing of the season. Hasn't gone deep into ball games, but we'll see if he can do the same tonight. 1-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jackson Chorio is out number 2. And strikeout number 2 of the night for Jorge Vera. That'll send it to Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Jorge Vera already working the off-speed stuff tonight as he strikes out Jackson Chorio. Two punch outs now in the first inning for Jefferson Caro, the catcher, who will dig in. Vera will deliver the first pitch. It's swung on and roped foul. Heads up over in the Philly card area. Another one coming at 0-1 on Jefferson Caro. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis today. It'll go Benjamin Bailey, James Beard, and Misael Gonzalez. Left to right in the infield, it'll be a Wes Kath, Wilbur Sanchez, Samuel Polanco, and DJ Gladney. Behind the plate is Colby Smelly for the righty, Jorge Vera. 0-1 from the righty. Off speed is lifted in the air left field. Bailey's going to chase, but he won't get there in time. He will field the play. Rounding second headed for third is Mendez. He will slide in safely. It is a single in the inning for Jefferson Caro. Back-to-back singles now for the Mudcats as Mendez and Caro make up the bread in a strikeout sandwich, double-decker style, as Carmona and Chorio strike out in between those two singles. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, will now dig in. Jorge Vera already given up two hits in this ballgame. It's the most he's given up in a ballgame on the entire year. His first start with Kannapolis back on June the 9th. He allowed two hits in 2 2/3. First pitch off the plate, 1-0 now to Eduardo Garcia. Jorge Vera has done exceptionally well in keeping runners off the base path. Last time out, didn't have his best stuff. Pitched 2 2/3 no-hit innings, but he gave up four walks and two runs. 1-0, big swing and a miss from Garcia. 1-1 now your count. He did earn the loss back on June the 30th at Down East. No hits, two runs, four walks, four punch-outs. His last start at home back on the 23rd of June against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-1 fastball outside corner. 1-2 is now your count. Nevera, a four-pitch mix guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for the righty. He does have some high velo. He can work it up into the upper 90s with ease, can Jorge Vera, the tall righty. Runners on the corners, 1-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside corner, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Jorge Vera, three outs, three strikeouts in the inning. One of them is a sit-down of Eduardo Garcia. Two from Gene Carmona and Jackson Chorio swinging. Ends matters here in the top of the first inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom first, headed your way. Still scoreless here in Kannapolis. Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff bottom of the first inning as he swings on the pitch and lifts it high in the air, foul down the first baseline. Running out of room over there is Chirinos, the first baseman. 0-1 now your count on La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff batter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. It'll be followed in the order by Wes Kath and Colby Smelly. Bottom first, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Starter on the bump for the Mudcats tonight is the righty Edwin Jimenez. He delivers the 0-1, swung on and fouled off by Sanchez. 0-2 now, quickly the count. Edwin Jimenez, 6'3", 175-pound righty, 20 years of age, I should say, from Caracas, Venezuela. 0-2 just low to the plate to Sanchez. 1-2 is now your count. Edwin Jimenez, 2-3 with a 4.18 ERA on the year, making his 10th start of the season. And Sanchez lifts the 1-2, a bloop into center field right in front of Chorio for a base knock. Wilbur Sanchez leads things off in the bottom of the first inning with a bloop single into center field. That'll send it to Wes Kath with one on and nobody out. Again, Edwin Jimenez, his 10th start on the year, 2-3 with a 4.18 ERA. All those appearances coming with Carolina. Last time out on July the 2nd, he did not get the start. Came four innings out of the bullpen, two runs on three hits, one walk, and six punchouts. First pitch to Wes Kath is a fastball outside corner. 0-1 is now your count. Wes Kath, number 6 overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. Out of Scottsdale, Arizona, Desert Mountain High School product. 0-1 before that, a quick check on the runner. Is not in time. We'll have to await the 0-1. Sanchez, Kath, and Colby Smelly in the order. Will be followed by Wilfred Veras, the DH. Batting fifth, I should say, is DJ Gladney, the first baseman. Sunil Polanco, second baseman, will bat sixth. 0-1 is low and outside to Kath. 1-1 is now your count. 7-8-9 in the order. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, will bat 7th. Batting 8th is Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder. And batting 9th, rounding out the order, is the center fielder, James Beard. For Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 1-1 big, swing and a miss from Kath. 1-2, now your count. Bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. We are still scoreless. Ballers with a runner on. 1-2 count on Wes Kath. Jimenez on the bump. Here's the 1-2 offering, runner going. Pitch to the plate is a strike, throw to second. They do not get the runner. It is a strike him out, but no throw him out. Wes Kath down on strikes for the first out of the inning, but Wilbur Sanchez swipes second base safely. Now runner in scoring position and one down for Colby Smelly. Wilbur Sanchez is 31st stolen base of the year. Does lead the team in that category. Does La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. It'll send the big cheese, Colby Smelly, to the plate. Runner in scoring position at second and one down in the inning. Here's the pitch from Jimenez, the righty. Off-speed pitch in there inside corner, 0-1 your count. Defensive setup for Carolina tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it'll go Leonis, Chorio, and Mendez. Vargas Garcia, Robbie, and Chirinos. Left to right in the infield. Behind the plate is Caro for the righty Jimenez as the pitch is in there. On an off-speed pitch, again, 0-2 now on Colby Smelly. Smelly has been not too shabby at the plate. He is leading the team in batting average on the season at .272. 1-for-4 with an RBI last night. 0-2 fouled off. Another one coming at 0-2. Smelly leading the team in batting average at .272, also leading the way in on-base percentage and OPS on the year, leading with 15 doubles as well. 0-2, tapped foul by Colby. We'll do another one at 0-2. Wilfred Veras, hottest bat in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers, is on deck. It's video game night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First 1,000 fans got a free T-shirt. Thanks to our good friends at Kinetic for sponsoring the T-shirt giveaway tonight. Jimenez is 0-2. Low and inside of the plate on Smelly. 1-2, now your count. Veras, the DH, waiting patiently on deck. He's hit a home run in 6 of the 12 second-half ball games that Kannapolis has played. Smelly with an open stance at the plate. Here's the 1-2 from Jimenez. Fastball is upstairs. Even now a 2-2. Good patient approach from Colby Smelly. Left fielder in Leonis playing deep for Smelly, the righty at the plate. Shortstop Garcia deep in the hole. 2-2, roped into left field. It may drop it. Will in front of the left fielder, Leone. Set it for third is Wilbur Sanchez. It's a bloop single into left field for Colby Smelly. So now two base knocks in the inning for Kannapolis. Runners on the corners. One down for Wilfred Veras. How about the series that this guy's had so far? 3-for-12 with two homers, three RBIs. He's picked up six home runs in his last 12 games. He's been scorching at the plate. On the corners and one down for Kannapolis. First pitch, big swing and a miss on and off speed. 0-1, your count. Edwin Jimenez has faced off against Kannapolis once already this year. He did go five innings and a start on May 28th. Five innings, three hits, two runs, two walks, two punch outs. 0-1, big swing and a miss from Veras, now 0-2. Wilfred Veras has a two-game hit streak going. He has hit homers in each of his last two ball games. Smelly at first and Wilbur Sanchez at third. Good leads for both. Delivery. Crowder weakly over to first base, making the play. Backhanded is Chirinos. He'll fire it over to first from the covering Jimenez in time. But a run does score on the play. Wilbur Sanchez scores. Smelly makes it to second as a 3-1 putout of Wilfred Veras. And that does give Kannapolis a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. So the ballers strike first here in this Friday night matchup at Atrium Health Ballpark. Dare I say a Friday night lights matchup as the lights have come on here at the ballpark. Pitch is grounded foul by Gladney. 0-1 is your count. DJ Gladney, team leader in home runs on the year with 14. Veras not far behind at 13. Gladney at 45 RBI. Having quite the year at the plate for Kannapolis. 0-1. Fastball right down Broadway. Now 0-2. DJ in last night's ballgame, 2-for-4 with a triple on the night. He did have his second triple on the year. Absolutely crushing a pitch out to right center field. 0-2. Fastball up and away. 1-2 now on Gladney. 1-2 count. Jimenez on the bump. Righty for the Carolina Mudcats. Venezuelan righty. 1-2. Lifted high and deep into left field. Going back is Leones. He looks up, and that ball is out of here, and it's out of the ballpark. And ends up in the parking lot out in left field. That ball was crushed by DJ Gladney. That is his team leading 15th home run on the year. Ballers now lead by a grand total of 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a bummer we don't have the track man for that ball. That ball was absolutely crushed over the berm, over the gate. Out on to Laureate Way here in Kannapolis. That ball was absolutely tanked by DJ Gladney. Pitch outside to Polanco. 1-0 is your count. Gladney hits his 15th homer on the year. Good guys lead 3-0 here over the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 to Polanco. Grounded just foul down the first baseline. Another one coming at 1-1. Not a fan of the call are all the other umpires in the seats tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark, but there are only two actual umpires. Home plate umpire tonight is Steve Craze, Trey Jester out in the base paths. 1-1 count, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Good guys on top, 3-0. 1-1 lifted high and fell, heads up in the Sky Lounge. Another one coming at 1-2 on Sunil Polanco. Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Ballers have jumped out to a 3-0 lead on three hits. 1-2, swung on, fouled off again by Polanco. We'll do another one at 1-2. It's Samuel Polanco, his first action on the week against the Carolina Mudcats. Fouls off the 1-2. Another one coming at 1-2. He did actually play back on Monday night. 1-for-4 with a double. He's had the night off the last couple of nights. Him and Andy Atwood mostly splitting duties at second base. 1-2 count. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Lifted in the air. Left field. That may drop. It will not as Leonis gets there in time and makes the grab. Four out. Number three. It's a F7 in the book. The third out of the inning. But Ballers take a 3-0 lead thanks to a DJ Gladney two-run blast as well as a timely RBI groundout from Wilfred Veras. Top of the second headed your way here in just a moment. Got good guys on top. 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Leonis gets the first pitch at the top of the second inning from Jorge Vera in their 0-1 your count on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Leonis Chirinos and Zach Robbie do up in the order. Ballers lead 3-0 as Leonis pops the 0-1 up and a foul ground heads up over there as it lands in the front row over there in section 107. Another one coming at 0-2. Again, Leonis, Chirinos, and Robbie do up in the order. Ballers lead 3-0. An RBI ground out from Wilfred Veras. And then a two-run bomb from DJ Gladney landing out on Laureate Way here in Kannapolis. 0-2 from Vera. Fastball just away. Another one coming at 1-2. One, two from the righty. Lifted foul by Leonis. Another one coming at 1-2. Leonis back in the lineup after a couple of nights off. On the season, batting 207. 6-foot lefty batter, righty thrower from Valencia, Venezuela. 1-2 from Vera. Swing and a miss at the plate, and Colby Smelly can't hold on to it, but doesn't matter. It is the fourth punch out of the night for Jorge Vera. Leonis down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll send it now to Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. First pitch to Chirino, swung on and popped up high and foul. Heads up over there in the area. Another one coming at 0-1. 0-1 from Vera. Fastball in there, 94. 0-2 now the count. Nore Vera has taken a little bit off of his velocity tonight. He's usually been able to work mid-90s, upper 90s with consistency. That's the first time we've seen mid-90s from the righty tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Another one coming at 0-2 on Jesus Chirinos. Vera from Santiago de Cuba, Cuba. He pitched for Santiago de Cuba in the Cuban National Series in 2019. Father Nore Luis Vera pitched for 17 seasons in the Cuban National Series. 0-2, ring him up, got him, looking, called strike three. That is the fifth punch out of the night for Nore Vera, and as many outs he's had. 1 2/3, 5 punch outs for the righty. A masterful start to this ball game, as that'll send up Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Robbie will dig in. First pitch from Vera. Fastball up and inside. 1-0 is your count. One-oh count from the righty Vera with the gold chain popping out of his neck. 1-0 fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 now your count. Vargas, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Nore Luis Vera, the tall righty on the bump. Nore Vera, he's gotten the ERA down to 2.31 with 5 punch-outs tonight. Pitch in the dirt, now 2-1 on Zach Robbie. Vera wasting no time. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off by Robbie. Another one coming at 2-2. Robbie back in the lineup tonight. He was in the lineup last night. Again, the only Mudcat position player from the United States is the Minnesota native, a Minnesota Golden Gopher, is Zach Robbie. 2-2 on the way from Vera. Off speed in the dirt. Picked out by Smelly. Count will move now at 3-2. Vera at 6'4" with the overhand delivery. Really keeping guys off balance tonight. Here's the 3-2 offering. Swung on, grounded back up the middle. He tried to barehand it, did Vera, but a sliding grab by Sanchez. Throw to first. Play made by La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. That will conclude the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a play in the field by Wilbur Sanchez. A 1-2-3 inning, 2 strikeouts, and a ground out up the middle by La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez making the play. Bottom second headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network.
What are you doing?
Jimenez's first pitch to Benjamin Bailey is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Bailey will dig in against Edwin Jimenez on the bump. Bottom second. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch off the plate. 2-0 now the count. Edwin Jimenez back onto the bump. His second inning of action. Starter tonight for Carolina out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball low and check swing from Bailey did not go around. Count a move now 3-0. Ballers getting three runs in that first inning thanks to an RBI ground out and a two-run blast. 3-0 fastball is in there. 3-1 now the count. On it, Benjamin Bailey. Pitch to the plate on the 3-1 is a fastball right down Broadway. 3-2 now the count on Bailey. Misael Gonzalez and James Beard due up at the order. Bottom of the second inning, good guys on top. Bailey lifts the pitch high and foul. Heads up over there near guest services as that foul ball lands over there. We'll do another one at 3-2. Benjamin Bailey in the lineup tonight for Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers. Tall 6'4" left fielder from Vista Alegre, Panama. Cuts on the 3-2 and fouls it off. We'll do another full count offering. Bailey not doing too hot against right-handed pitching this year, only batting 180. He does have three homers and 16 RBIs, though, as he cuts on the 3-2, fouls it off his own foot. Another one coming at 3-2. Had the night off last night. He does have a 9-game reach base streak. Bailey looking to get on base here in this ball game and continue the streak into double digits. 3-2 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Fastball is inside, ball four, and Benjamin Bailey draws a leadoff walk to begin the second inning, and he'll send it out to Misael Gonzalez. Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder, will dig in back in the lineup tonight after a couple of nights off. Actually has not played this series, his first action against the Carolina Mudcats since late May. Gonzalez kind of struggling as far as batting average goes, batting just 176 on the year as he cuts on the first pitch and misses from Jimenez, 0-1 your count. Gonzalez still very young, 6 foot, 175-pound, 20-year-old, 12th-round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. Bayamo and Puerto Rico native, 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2 now the count. Misa with the light tower power. He's also got a good knack for finding good exit velocity and good contact. He's just struggled to find his way this year. 0-2. Lifted in the air high into right center field. Trailing after it is Robbie, the second baseman. He will be called off, though, by the right fielder in Mendez. And Bailey will have to retreat to first base in time. That is an F9 in the book for Misael Gonzalez of the first out. So now one down in the inning. Runner still on first for James Beard. One on, one out for James Beard, Brookhaven, Mississippi native, fourth round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. Decent lead at first base. Here's the pitch from Jimenez. Blasted high and deep into left field. Looking up is Leonis. Will it stay fair? It indeed will. Look out, Laureate Way. Two-run shot, James Beard. Ballers now lead 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. For James Beard, his fourth home run on the year, 385 feet off the bat of James Beard. Shout out the track, man. We got the numbers that time. It's now a 5-0 lead for Kannapolis. That'll send it back to the top of the order in Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez, the single and a stolen base back in the first inning. As Edwin Jimenez already shaking in his boots out there. This one's lifted high and foul. We'll keep it at 0-1 now. Sanchez lifts this one foul. Jimenez, an inning of 30, he's already allowed 5 runs on 4 hits. As Kannapolis has found their way out the plate tonight. 0-1. Fouled off by Sanchez. Another one coming at 0-2. Sanchez La Chispa, as they call him. Caracas, Venezuela native. Single and a stolen base, scoring on a Wilfred Veras ground out in the first inning. 0-2 from Jimenez. Big swing and a miss. 4-2 strike three, I should say. Second punch out of the night for Edwin Jimenez, and that is the second out of the second inning. A lot of twos in that call. Nonetheless, Wes Kath, third baseman, will now dig in. Wes Kath, a strikeout victim in the first inning, one of the top prospects in the White Sox system. He cuts on the first pitch and fouls it off. Another one coming at 0-1. Kath, a native of Scottsdale, Arizona, just 19 years of age. Second round pick in 2021 by the White Sox. Time called by home plate umpire and Steve Craze. Looks like our first base coach in Daniel Gonzalez had to go out and get the foul ball. Kath lifts the 0-1 high and deep and foul down the left field line. 0-2 now the count. If you compare batting averages, Kath not doing too well against righties, but he does have all nine of his home runs against right-handed pitching. 0-2, low and in the dirt, picked out by the catcher in Caro. Count now moves 1-2. Colby Smelly, catcher, awaiting on deck. He had a single back in the first inning. 1-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Jimenez. Roped foul, heads up over there near the dugout. We'll do another one at 1-2. Wes Kath, one of only two strikeout victims on the night for Edwin Jimenez. Here already, Ballers lead 5-0. He lifts the 1-2 foul, heads up in the right field terrace over there. There's no protective netting down there. You got to keep your heads up over there. You got to bring the insurance policy. You got to bring a glove down there. Otherwise, you might get a little bit of contact from a baseball. 108 stitches coming in 108 miles an hour. Never fun. Time called. Gonzalez will go and retrieve the ball again. He's getting his steps in over there at first base. Is Daniel Gonzalez, one of the roving instructors. 1-2 from Jimenez. Just off the plate. 2-2 now the count. Shifted infield on the right side for Carolina. 2-2. Lifted in the air right field. That one's a little deep. Mendez going back. Warning track. Wally has it on the run. Just shy of the wall. Deep in the right field area. And a fan in the right field bar gets a souvenir to conclude matters here in the bottom of the second inning. But Ballers get two more runs thanks to a two-run blast from James Beard here in the second inning. Led to the third quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Nine-one-two due up in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the third inning, it'll be Vargas, Mendez, and Carmona as Jorge Vera, the tall righty, back out on the bump. First pitch is a fastball inside corner. 0-1 is your count. 92 miles an hour from Jorge Vera, the righty. Again, the highly touted prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. 0-1. Fastball is in there. 0-2 now the count on Jeremy Vargas, his first at-bat on the night. against Henry Mendez, the right fielder, is on deck. Carmona, the DH, is in the hole. 0-2 from Vera. Swing and miss at the plate. He struck him out. Nori Vera picks up his sixth punch-out of the night. He's already set a season high in strikeouts now with his sixth punch-out of the night. So, again, first time through the order, six of the batters faced are strikeouts. Only two singles on the night for the Carolina Mudcats. That'll send it now to Henry Mendez, the right fielder, top of the order. This has probably been Nori Vera's best start of the year so far, as his longest outing of the year, as the pitch is roped into right field by Henry Mendez for a single here in this third inning. So Henry Mendez has only seen two pitches tonight, and both of them have been singles to right field. Another single into right for the leadoff batter for the Carolina Mudcats. That'll send it to Gene Carmona, the DH. Off-speed pitch from Vera is hit into right by Mendez. It'll send Carmona to the dish. First pitch, big swing and a miss, 0-1. Gene Carmona, the switch hitting 22-year-old from San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic. 0-1 is your count. Vera, the righty on the bump. Decent lead at first for Mendez. 0-1. Fastball inside corner. Good pitch by Vera, 0-2. Of course, we are keeping an eye on some of the out-of-town scores tonight, mainly the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Columbia Fireflies. As again, if things fall into place, Kannapolis could be tied for first place by the end of tonight. 0-2, quick check on the runner, not in time. We'll have to await the 0-2. At the moment, Columbia and Myrtle Beach playing a doubleheader tonight due to a little bit of rainout. Columbia dropping the first game of their doubleheader. If they drop the second one and Kannapolis wins tonight, tied for first place. But at the moment, second game of the doubleheader, Columbia ahead 4-1 over the Pelicans of Myrtle Beach. 0-2 from Vera. Up and away. Caught well by Smelly. 1-2. The ever-dangerous Jackson Chorio, center fielder awaiting on deck. Born in 2004 is Jackson Chorio. Youngest player in full-season professional baseball. Playing right here in Kannapolis. 1-2 from Vera. Swinging and miss at the plate. He struck him out. Seventh punch out of the night for Nori Vera. And that is now two down in the third inning. That'll send things to Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Nori Vera's got the swagger going. This is the first time he's pitched at home with a number 20 jersey. He had been 27, but Cole Seamus came off of the injured list and said, no, I want my jersey number back. Vera rocking the 20 and rocking it well. First pitch, big swing and a miss from Chorio. 0-1 is your count. Chorio, 6'1", 18 years of age. Number 39 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. He shot up about 60 slots in the top 100 list earlier this week. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1 to Chorio. Leading the way with 11 home runs, batting .317 despite the strikeout in the first inning against Vera. Good lead at first base for Mendez. 1-1. Swung on, roped over the glove of Kath into left field for a base knock. Played well by Bailey. But now 2-1 and 2 out. Jackson Chorio is on base, 1-for-2 now on the night. So 2-1 and 2 out for Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Jefferson Caro, the catcher, 1-for-1 tonight with a single. Another top prospect in the Brewers organization at number 6. Mudcats getting a lot of talent from the Brewers organization. First pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. It is now time called, and looks like Vera's chain has snapped or broken or has popped off his neck. He's lost the swagger now. Let's see how he adjusts to the now chainless style of pitching for Nori Vera. Considering that chain is worth about a lot, that's all I'm going to say. O 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off again now, 0-2. Jefferson Caro, the catcher. On deck is Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Vera, 2 2/3, 7 punch-outs. Again, just one out in this entire ballgame has not been a strikeout for Nory Vera. And if he's able to get this third out of the third inning, he would set his new season high for his longest outing, as he's only gone 2 2/3 a couple of times. 0-2. Just a bit off the plate to Caro. 1-2 now the count. Vera's highest velocity pitch on the night at 96. He had been working at lower 90s for most of the night. Now he's starting to get the velocity up there. We've seen him go as high as 98, 99. And he can do it. Vera certainly a power pitcher. His time called. Smelly behind the dish wants time. Good crowd on hand. Atrium Health Ballpark. Video game night. First 1,000 fans, 14 and over, getting a free t-shirt. All kinds of video game inspired in-game promos going on. 1-2 from Vera. Fouled off again by Jefferson Caro. 97, another hard fastball from Vera. Four-pitch mix, four fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. He's not been using the slider as much. It's one of the newer pitches in his arsenal. He's really been working on that fastball and the changeup combo, which, of course, if you can get that combo working, you're almost unhittable. 1-2 from Vera, just a bit off the plate. 82 miles an hour, looked like a slider. Another one coming at 2-2. Vera had up to 5 pitches. He also had a cutter that he had been working on. The White Sox actually told him, hey, just simplify it a little bit. Fastball, curveball, changeup. Let's just keep it that. He started mixing the slider in a little bit earlier this year. 2-2. Swung on and missed at the plate. It is strikeout number 8 now for Nory Vera, as Jefferson Caro is down on strikes. Third out of the third inning. Nory Vera, this guy is just unbelievable. We'll send it now bottom of the third inning. Kannapolis on top, 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Smelly will dig in to lead off bottom of the third inning. Veras and Gladney will follow in the order. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 now to Colby Smelly. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native against Edwin Jimenez. Back out on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch low and outside on the 1-0 now. 2-0 on a Colby Smelly. Last time up for the Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, he had a single in the first inning. Ended up scoring as well on DJ Gladney's two-run blast. 2-0 is in there. 2-1 now the count. Yeah. And that is two innings, two strikeouts as Smelly lifts the 2-1 into left field. That'll drop and roll to the wall. Headed for second now on the play is Smelly. He should be in there standing up. Indeed, he is. Lead off double for El Queso Grande. Colby Smelly to lead off the third innings and now runner on and nobody out for Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras digging in. He is 0 for 1 on the ninth. He does have an RBI. He's got an RBI in each of his last three games now. He cuts on the first pitch and misses. It's a foul tip into the mitt. 0-1 your count. So the Veras train has departed the station. In 12 games in the second half, he's hit 6 homers. And the ballers are 6-0 when he hits a home run. 0-1 big swing and a miss. Another foul tip. He's just missing a little bit on the pitches from Jimenez. 0-2 now the count. Veras has now slid into that second place spot in the home run list. DJ Gladney leading the way now with 15. He's got one tonight. Veras cuts on the 0-2, lifts it high and foul over everyone's head here at Adrian Mouth Ballpark. Another one coming at 0-2. Clouds starting to roll in a little bit more here at Atrium Health Ballpark. My groundskeeper and Tim Siegel, not a fan of my observation of the weather, but hopefully no rain on the way. 0-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Veras is the first out of the third inning. One down now, runner still on for DJ Gladney. Gladney with a two-run blast in tonight's game. Had to be one of the furthest balls I've seen hit in this ballpark. It cleared the fences, it cleared the berm, it cleared the gate, landed onto Laureate Way, into the left field parking area out there, where Tim Siegel's truck is. Hopefully no shattered windshield is out there. Pitch is grounded into the hole. It's short diving stop by Garcia. He'll throw it to first. It's not in time. Infield single for DJ Gladney. So now 2 on and 1 out in the inning. Gladney with a multi-hit game, and we're not even a third of the way technically done yet in this ballgame. We'll send it now to Samuel Polanco. Samuel Polanco will dig in 0 for 1 on the night with a fly out of the first inning. It just has not been Edwin Jimenez's night. He's allowed now a multitude of hits. 6 hits on the evening. Polanco lifts the first pitch into left center field. Chorio after it, moving to his right. He will make the grab. Tagging up are the runners. Smelly to third, Gladney to second. Throw comes into second. He is safe. Runners advance on the play, so it's a productive flyout for Samuel Polanco. F8 for the second out of the inning. Smelly to third, though, and Gladney to second. 2 in scoring position and 2 down for Benjamin Bailey. Benjamin Bailey drawing a walk in the second inning. We'll dig in for his first official at-bat. 2 on, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Off speed, blipped in the air into the infield. Who's got it? First baseman Chirinos will camp under it and make the grab. 4 out, number 3. P3 in the book on the first pitch. That is now the conclusion of a third of tonight's ballgame. We are through 3 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top, 5-0, looking for their third straight victory over the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
I was like, oh my god. Oh, man, the
top of the fourth here in Kannapolis, Jorge Vera. What a night on the bump he's had. First pitch to Eduardo Garcia is lifted foul. 0-1 is your count. Top of the fourth inning. Ballers on top. 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty Vera. Big swing and miss on an off-speed pitch. If that's an off-speed pitch, you got to be kidding me. 93 miles an hour. It looked like it had some dip to it. 0-2 is now your count. Looks like there is a loose baseball out of the baller's bullpen. We'll have to await the 0-2. Again, Eduardo Garcia, Oswald Leonis, and Jesus Chirinos do up in the order. Top four, Mudcats in a big hole, 5-0. Out-of-town scoreboard update here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Of course, ballers on top, 5-0. Columbia leading 4-1 in that second doubleheader game against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is now time called, and another baseball has gotten loose out there. Looks like there's a kid tossing a baseball onto the field out there, and that's just not going to fly. So Tyson Messer down in the dugout for the ballers will now confiscate the baseball. 0-2 is your count. Here's the pitch from Jorge Vera. Up and in on Garcia. Had to escape from the loose fastball. 1-2 is now your count. Scoreless ball game in Charleston. The River Dogs and the Augusta Green Jackets. Fred Nats leading 1-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Top of the fourth inning up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 1-2 in the dirt. Picked out by Smelly. Another one coming at 2-2. Salem and Delmarva going at it in the bottom of the third inning there. Delmarva with 2-1 and 2 out against the Salem Red Sox. Ballers will face off against Salem next week up at Haley Toyota Field. 2-2 from Vera. Lifted in the air, right field. Will it trail foul? It will. Heads up over there near the soft serve cart. 2-2 will remain the count. TBD time frame in Fayetteville in the Battle of the Birds. The Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks have not gotten started yet tonight. Again, they started last night's game and did not get it finished. Fayetteville winning that one 7-4. Columbia dropping the first game of their doubleheader 10-6 with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-2 grounder through the hole into right field for a base knock. Eduardo Garcia is on base for a leadoff single here in the fourth inning. So now one on, nobody out for Oswald Leonis, the left fielder. You look at the line tonight for Jorge Vera. What a solid line it is. 3 innings, 5 hits, no runs, as it is 5-0 ballers here. No walks and 8 strikeouts. The no walks is very impressive. Last time out, Vera struggling with the walks. He allowed 4 in 2 2/3. Pitch inside to Leonis. 1-0 is your count. Looks like he got the chain fixed out there as well. Vera popping the gold chain back on the neck. Probably very expensive, that chain. See if he can hook a guy up. 1-0. Lifted in the air, center field. James Beard is going to have to chase after it, and he will make the grab on the run. 4-out number 1. An F8 in the book for Oswald Leonis. Retreating to first will be Eduardo Garcia. 1 down, runner still on for Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Looks like there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. It's Liam Jenkins. The tall 6'8" righty from Chicago area is getting loose. Addison Coffey playing protector out there. As Jenkins gets loose, Chirinos will take the first pitch from Vera. Fastball right down Broadway. 0-1 is your count. Last time up for Chirinos, a strikeout, just like a lot of other batters here in the Carolina Mudcats order. 0-1 count, 1 out. Farron takes a peek. Runner going on the 0-1. Grounder through the hole into right field for a base knock. Rounding second headed for third on the play will be Garcia. He will be in there safely. It's a single in the order for Jesus Chirinos. Back to back singles, sandwiched by a flyout. Two singles here in the fourth inning. The Mudcats are racking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating. That'll send Zach Robbie to the plate. Two on and one out. Zach Robbie, the only position player on the Mudcats roster from the United States. Minnesota Golden Gopher digging in. 6-3 ground out in the second inning. Eighth round pick in 2021. Fouls off the pitch and it goes behind the backstop. 0-1 your count. Zach Robbie batting .230 on the year. Still searching for his first home run on the season. Not a big power threat. He is a perfect 4-for-4 in stolen bases, though, on the year. Is Zach Robbie. So if he gets on base, heads up. 0-1. Lifted in the air, high and foul. Heads up down the right field line into the gate one area. 0-2 now the count. Nore Vera, after cleaning through the Mudcats' order, all of a sudden now in a bit of a pickle. Runners on the corners and one down against the pesky bat of Zach Robbie. Vera shrugs the shoulders, takes a peek out first to deliver the 0-2. Popped up in the infield, looks like Polanco and Gladney will fight after it, and Polanco will call him off and make the grab. Four out number two, a P4 in the book for Zach Robbie, now 0-for-2 on the evening. That'll send it to the nine-hole man in Jeremy Vargas. Vargas 0-for-1 with a strikeout on the night. Top of the fourth inning, good guys on top, 5-0. Both sides have six hits apiece here in this ballgame. Fastball up and in from Vera on Vargas, 1-0 count. Vera getting up to 95 miles an hour at that pitch. We've seen as high as 97 tonight, but we can know he can do more. We've seen it consistently, 98, 99. We've seen him touch 100. 1-0 from Vera. Up and in on Vargas, now 2-0. Vargas on the year batting a 196 entering tonight's ballgame. Three homers, 24 RBIs, 57 punchouts. He is third on the team in stolen bases with 8 on the season. The Mudcats, not as active a team on the base paths as, say, like the Down East Wood Ducks, as the pitch off the plate. Now to Vargas, 3-0. Of course, the Ballers playing in Kinston recently, last week. The Wood Ducks are a very active team on the base paths. They like to move around quite a bit. 3-0. Fastball is up and in, ball four. Nore Vera draws his first walk of the night. It is Jeremy Vargas taking a free pass. And now bases are chucked full of Mudcats. Now time called and Guillermo Quiroz will come out and have a chat. Looks like that is the end of the night for Nore Vera. He goes a season high, 3 2/3 and a season high, 8 punchouts, but he leaves with the bases loaded. 2 down in the fourth inning. Liam Jenkins, the new arm on the bump. We'll get you all the details when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'8" righty Liam Jenkins has the first pitch to Henry Mendez. Is popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Wes Kath has it in his eyes and his hands. Four out number three. Henry Mendez has seen a total of three pitches tonight. A single, and a P5 to end matters here in the fourth inning. So, crisis averted in Nori Vera's stat line. We'll get you the final tally on Vera and get you some details on Liam Jenkins. When we return, we'll head back into a quick break and right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats going at it here in Kannapolis. Atrium Health Ballpark. Good guys on top. 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Misael Gonzalez, James Beard, and Wilbur Sanchez due up in the order. Edwin Jimenez back out of the bump. 3 innings, 3 strikeouts so far as Gonzalez lifts the pitch high and deep into left field. After it is the left fielder Leones on the run. He will make the grab. 4 out number 1, it's a F7 deep into the corner for Misael Gonzalez. Now 1 out in the fourth inning. That'll send it to James Beard. James Beard, 1-for-1 of the night with a 2-run shot in the second inning. Ballers putting together a nice string of offense tonight thanks to Gladney, homers from Gladney and Beard. First pitch from the righty Jimenez. Fastball just low, but it is in there. 0-1. Edwin Jimenez sitting about 64 pitches. He'll deliver the pitch, and it's popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like the catcher in Caro in foul ground is going to be called off by the third baseman, Vargas. He will make the grab. 4 out number 2. It's a P5 in the book. 2 down now for top of the order, Wilbur Sanchez. First pitch to Sanchez from Jimenez. Fastball inside corner is now 0-1. Sanchez, a single in the first and a strikeout in the second. Here's the pitch from Jimenez. Fastball in there, lower part of the zone. 0-2 now the count. Westcath awaiting on deck. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Sanchez. Lifted in the air, left center field. After it is Chorio. Will he make it in time? He will make the grab on the run. 4 out number 3. Nice play by the Brewers' number 1 prospect in Jackson Chorio. Deep into left center field, making the grab on the run. So a quick 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the fourth. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top. 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Thank you. Carmona, Chorio, and Caro due up in the order. Liam Jenkins back out of the bump. His first pitch to Carmona is in there on a curveball. 0-1 is your count. Carmona, Chorio, and Caro, top of the fifth inning. Ballers lead 5-0. Carmona check swings on a pitch. It is a sword. 0-2 now the count. Liam Jenkins, put him on Pitching Ninja, whatever that Twitter account is with all the swords. 0-2 from Jenkins. Just a little off the plate. Check swing. Did he go? No. Now a 1-2 count on Carmona. Ballers on top 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Clouds rolling in. Ballers just need to get through this inning, and then technically it's a ball game. 1-2, ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Gene Carmona is now 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts on the night. Potential for a golden sombrero, perhaps? I guess we'll find out. Carmona is the strikeout victim that'll send it now to Jackson Chorio. Final line tonight for baller starter Jorge Vera. Spoiler alert, it's a good one. Pitch is in there. 0-1 to Chorio. Now as Vera, 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. 0-1 is just a bit inside of Chorio. Now 1-1. Both season highs for Vera, 3 2/3 and 8 strikeouts. Good start from the Cuban righty, one of the top prospects in the White Sox system. 1-1. Just a bit low and inside of Jackson Chorio from Liam Jenkins. 2-1 is your count. Jenkins 0-0 with a 9.39 entering tonight's ballgame. 7 2/3 innings pitched. 2-1 upstairs on Chorio. Count now 3-1. Former Louisville Cardinal is Liam Jenkins. Also spent some time in the Cleveland Guardians organization. Before being picked up by the White Sox as a free agent here in 2022. Chorio cuts on the 3-1, lifts it high and foul. Another one coming at 3-2. This is Jenkins' first time going against the Carolina Mudcats. Former Louisville Cardinal opponents batting 345 against Liam Jenkins. 3-2, upstairs, ball 4. It is a one-out walk issue to Jackson Chorio. So now one on and one out. For Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Decent lead at first base for Chorio. Here's the pitch to Caro. Fastball right down Broadway. 0-1 your count. Jenkins a fastball about 93 miles an hour. Jenkins, a big 6'8" righty. Last time out on July the 3rd against the Downeast Wood Ducks, pitching a clean inning with 2 walks and 1 strikeout. Up and in on Caro, 1-1 your count. Garcia, the shortstop, awaiting on deck. Top of the 5th inning. Ballers lead 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jenkins with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss on and off speed pitch. 1-2 is your count. Jefferson Caro tonight, 1-4-2 with a single and a strikeout on the evening, both against Jorge Vera. 1-2 from the righty. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Liam Jenkins, strikeout number 2 on the night. Now 2 strikeouts in this inning and a runner on for the 5-hole man in Eduardo Garcia. Garcia 1-for-2 with a single in the 4th inning. He'll dig in to face off against Jenkins. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. A little bit of lightning off in the distance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Looks like there's a bit of a weather system coming through. Headed our way, heads groundkeeper and Tim Siegel. He's going to have to keep a close eye on the matter. Deep breath, 0-1. Runner fakes going. Pitch is swung on and missed at the plate by Garcia. 0-2 is now your count. Leonis, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 5-0. Top of the 5th inning. 0-2 count, 2 outs. Liam Jenkins on the bump against Eduardo Garcia. Decent lead at first for Chorio. 0-2 pitch. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Liam Jenkins strikes out the side. He does walk a guy, but we're not going to talk about that. Three strikeouts in the fifth inning for Liam Jenkins. Ballers led to the bottom of the fifth inning on top. 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. West Cath will dig in, bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch is popped up high and foul ground down the first baseline. Chirinos, first baseman, will have some time. He'll camp under it and make the grab. Four out, number one. It's a P3 in the book. First out of the fifth inning is underway, and that'll send up Colby Smelly to the plate. Cath, Smelly, and Veras do up in the order here for Kannapolis. Colby Smelly will dig in now as the Ballers lead 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. On the bump again is Jimenez, his fifth inning of action for the Mudcats. Not been his greatest night, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits. First pitch to Jimenez in there, 0-1. Colby Smelly, a 2-hit night for him, a single and a double. Triple and a homer away from the cycle. 0-1 is in there. 0-2 quickly now the count. Jimenez out of the bump, 0-2. Up and in on Colby Smelly in on the hands. 1-2 now the count. One two offering. Fastball just a little low and inside. 2-2 now the count. Wilfred Veras, DH awaiting on deck. Menez 4-30. He's got 3 punch outs. 2-2. Grounded up the middle, deep in the hole, and not able to be made by Garcia into center field for a base knock. Colby Smelly, 3-for-3 day tonight. He's got 2 singles and a double. Sounds like a Wendy's order. It is now Wilfred Veras digging in with one on and one out. Wilfred Veras 0-for-2 on the night with a ground out and a strikeout. He does have an RBI to his name, though. Got the party started in that first inning for Kannapolis on the offensive score sheet. Pitch in there, 0-1 now on Wilfred Veras. Getting second place in the team in home runs of 13, 41 RBIs as well, right on the coattails of DJ Gladney, who is on deck, 0-1. A little low and inside, 1-1 now on Veras. No arms warming either bullpen here for Carolina or Kannapolis. Wilfred Veras, the pink arm sleeve on his right arm. 1-1 pitch, big swing and a miss from Veras. 1-2 now the count. Gladney, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Ballers looking to hold on to the lead, even add a couple of insurance runs. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside to Veras. Count even now at 2-2. Gladney on deck, 2-for-2-9 for him with a home run and a double. A single, excuse me. 2-2. Swung and a miss by Veras for strike three. His second punch out of the night. It is now out number two in the fifth inning. Veras 0-for-3 with an RBI. That'll send Gladney to the plate. Gladney with a two-run shot in the first inning and a single in the third inning. Decent lead at first for Smelly Jimenez, trying to get through five innings of work before the Mudcats potentially hand it over to the bullpen. Pitch up and in on Gladney. Oh, it is now a 1-0 count. Jimenez now sitting about 80 pitches on the evening. Would assume a arm will soon get loose for Carolina. 1-0 pitch. Inside on Gladney. 2-0 now the count. Samuel Polanco waiting on deck, bottom of the fifth. Ballers lead 5-0. Gladney wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a off-speed pitch low and inside. 2-1 now the count. Sun's slowly starting to fade away here at Atrium Health Ballpark in beautiful Kannapolis. Just a beautiful night for baseball. It is humid. It's a little toasty. And there is weather on the way, but Ballers looking to get their third consecutive victory. Pitch in there. 2-2. Now the count on DJ Gladney. Leading the way with 15 homers and 47 RBIs on the year is DJ. He's already got two RBIs tonight. As well as a home run. 2-2. Swung on and poked foul. An emergency swing. It's off the Atrium Health Ballpark. Sign heads up in section 103. We'll do another one at 2-2. Gladney at the plate again, over the right shoulder, his left foot twitching, 2-2. Inside, count now runs full. Left fielder and Leonis playing deep, and rightfully so. Gladney with light tower power. He's already put one on the Laureate Way tonight. Smelly with the lead, and he will be going. 3-2 pitch, swung and missed for strike three. Edwin Jimenez picks up strikeout at number five on the night. DJ Gladney down on strikes. He is now 2-for-3. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis leading 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch of the sixth inning is low and inside to Oswald Leonis. 1-0 is your count. Leonis, Chirinos, and Robbie due up in the order. Ballers lead 5-0. Liam Jenkins back out on the bump. 1-0 fastball inside corner. 1-1 now on Leonis. Jenkins in an inning of 30. He's got three punch outs on the night. 1-1 is low and outside. 2-1 is now your count. Chirinos on deck. Leonis 0-2 on the night with a strikeout and a flyout. This will be his first at-bat against Jenkins tonight. 2-1. Up the middle, played by Sanchez. He's going to have to hurry. He'll fire sidearm to first in time. Four out number one. A 6-3 ground out. Oswald Leonis is now 0-3 on the evening. It'll send it to Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Jesus Chirinos, 1-2 with a single back in the fourth inning. Jenkins on the bump, the big 6'8" righty. Pitch, swing, and a miss on an off speed. 0-1, your count. Liam Jenkins again last time out, pitching on July the 3rd against the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch low, he checks, swings on, and he goes around, does Chirinos. 0-2 now the count. Good pitch by Liam Jenkins. 81 mile an hour off speed. Robbie on deck, top six. Here's the pitch from Jenkins. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And Liam Jenkins now with four punch outs on the night. Ballers are racking up strikeouts like crazy tonight. That is now 12 punch outs combined between Vera and Jenkins. Now two down in the order for Zach Robbie. First pitch to Robbie is low in the dirt, picked out by Smelly. 1-0 is your count. Robbie tonight 0-2 with a ground out and a pop out. Vargas, the third baseman on deck. 1-0 pitch from Liam Jenkins. Off speed in there. Beautiful curveball. 1-1 now your count. Liam Jenkins at four strikeouts tonight. Has tied a season high. 1-1 swing and a miss. 1-2. He's one strike away from setting a new high in strikeouts on the year. He had four back on June the 21st. He's got four tonight. Here's the 1-2. Tapped foul by Robbie on an emergency swing. We'll keep it at 1-2 and do it again. One, two, up the middle and into center field for a base knock. Zach Robbie spoiling the party. It is a two-out base knock up the middle. Runner on first now, two down for Jeremy Vargas. Vargas 0-1 with a walk in the fourth inning. Did have a strikeout as well in the third. Good lead at first for Robbie. Jenkins will deliver the pitch, called time. Pitch clock violation issued to Liam Jenkins. 1-0 your count on Jeremy Vargas as Jenkins did not get the pitch clock off in time. He did not get the pitch off in time. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Smelly. Another one coming at 2-0. Vargas again, a strikeout in the third, a walk in the fourth inning. Runner on first is Zach Robbie. Mudcats have yet to put a run up tonight. Pitch is up and away to Vargas. 3-0 now. Mendez, the right fielder, waiting on deck. He's seen a grand total of three pitches tonight. Has Henry Mendez wasting no time. Jenkins with a deep breath. 3-0. Fastball, just low ball four. It is a four-pitch walk to Jeremy Vargas. So now all of a sudden, two on and two out for Hendry Mendez, the right fielder. Hendry Mendez, two singles and a pop out on the evening. Here's the pitch from Jenkins. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire and Trey Jester. 0-1 is your count. Vargas, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Crowder up the middle. Jenkins' big wingspan knocks it down. Throw to first is in time. 1-3 put out as Liam Jenkins picks up the third out of the sixth inning, and Mendez is out on a 1-3 put out for out number three. Bottom six headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top, 5-0 here in Kannapolis. Sunil Polanco leads things off bottom six as he wastes no time, lifts the first pitch into foul ground, heads up in the right field terrace area as the right fielder Mendez will not get there in time. 0-1 is your count. Sunil Polanco due up. He'll be followed by Benjamin Bailey and Misael Gonzalez. New arm on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 5'10", 180-pound righty from Tijuana, Mexico. It's Fernando Holguin on the bump against Sunil Polanco. 0-1 off the plate. 1-1 now. Fernando Holguin will enter the ballgame. 1-1, the 4.73 ERA as Polanco lifts the 1-1 high and foul in the third base area. Heads up over there as play made. 1-2 count. Holguin has made a total of six starts on the year. This is his ninth appearance. Coming out of the bullpen tonight is Holguin. 21-year-old from Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico. Time call. Pitcher Holguin wants a quick moment to adjust his thoughts. 1-1 with a 4.73 ERA is Holguin. He last pitched back on July the 2nd. Five innings and a start. One run on two hits, one walk, and six punch outs. 2-2 is outside. Now full count on Polanco. Polanco, Bailey, and Gonzalez due up. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Grounder to the shifted infield. Third baseman in Vargas has trouble. Krausan throws to first. It is not in time. Goes down as a E5 in the book as the third baseman in Vargas has trouble corralling the grounder from Polanco. Now runner on first thanks to an error and nobody out for Benjamin Bailey. First pitch to Bailey, swung on and fouled off. 0-1 your count. 0-1 with a pop out. Bailey also drew a walk in the second inning, extending his on-base streak to now 10 consecutive games. He's in the double digits. 0-1 is low, 1-1 now your count. Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Polanco at first. Ballers on top, 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1. Check swing at the plate. Bailey went around, according to home plate umpire in Steve Craze. 1-2 now the count. Bailey, the big, tall left fielder, wiggling the bat, and the runner going on the pitch. 1-2, fouled off. Do another one at 1-2. Bailey with a good battle at the plate. Looks like there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like it might be Tyson Messer getting loose down there. 1-2, tapped foul by Bailey down the third base line. Another one coming in 1-2. Good battle between O'Gween and Bailey. O'Gween faced Kannapolis twice back in late May over at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Bailey bloops the 1-2 in the right field. That'll drop and be a base hit. And it may be more. Headed for third is Samuel Polanco. Throw comes in from right. It's cut off by the shortstop in Garcia. Advancing to third on the play will be Polanco. Benjamin Bailey with a single here in the sixth inning. That'll be now a two-time on-base night for Benjamin Bailey. That'll send Misael Gonzalez to the plate. Two on and nobody out. He is 0-2 on the evening. First pitch is in there, 0-1 your count on an off-speed pitch to Misael Gonzalez. One count, decent leads at third and first. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez, fastball 90 miles an hour up and away, 1-1. O'Gwin can go deep into ball games. He has gone about five innings twice this year, including in his last time out. 1-1 swung on and foul tipped by Gonzalez. 1-2. O'Gwin right about at a strikeout an inning. He has not striking out a batter yet. 1-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers lead 5-0. James Beard, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Gonzalez holding the bat over above home plate. 1-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Misael Gonzalez is the first punch-out victim of the night for Fernando O'Gwin, and it is the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll send it to James Beard. James Beard, 1-for-2 tonight. He had a two-run blast in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Flipped it in the air left field. Coming in after it is Leonis. He'll camp under to make the grab for out number two. Tagging up is Polanco. He gives a second thought to it, though, as a throw comes in from Leonis into the infield rather quickly. It is a fly out for James Beard. Two down now. Runners still on the corners for La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez on the night, 1-for-3. He has a single and a stolen base in that first inning. He cuts on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 your count. O'Gwin will set. 0-1. Fastball right down Broadway. 0-2. Westcath on deck. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers lead 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats in pursuit of their third consecutive victory. Here are the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bailey at first, at third is Samuel Polanco. Check swing, did he go? No, says our infield umpire in Trey Jester. 1-2 is now your count. La Chispa's gotten the batting average up to 169 on the year. Nice, first of all. Second of all, you can't base his year on the batting average so far. He's been a menace on the base paths for Kannapolis. 1-2 from Olguin. Fastball up and away. 2-2 now. Chispa's got 31 stolen bags on the year. That does lead the team. He also does lead the team in walks with 41 on the year. 2-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. That is the second punch out of the night for Fernando Olguin, the third out of the sixth inning. That'll send us now into the seventh. Ballers on top, 5-0. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the Ballers have now sent their third arm of the night out on the mound for the evening as Tyson Messer will deliver the first pitch of the seventh inning to Gene Carmona. Fastball is up and in at 90 miles an hour. 1-0 is your count. Messer, not a long relief guy, very short relief guy, but the 6-foot, 215-pound righty, 25 years of age, former Campbell Fighting Camel is Tyson Messer. Pitch up and in, 2-0 now. Just a two-pitch mix, a fastball and a slider is all that Tyson Messer needs to work with. On the season, 3-2 with a 9 ERA. 2-0 is just a bit off the plate. 3-0 is now your count. Messer, last time out, he pitched on the 1st of July against the Down East Wood Ducks. He went just one-third of an inning. Two walks, one punch, one run as a 3-0 fastball right down the middle for a 3-1 count now on Gene Carmona. Carmona 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Potential golden sombrero in our midst. 3-1 count, here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off by Carmona. Count will move now to 3-2. Full count on Carmona. Here's the pitch from Messer. Off speed away, ball four. It is a leadoff walk to Gene Carmona. He is on base for here in the seventh inning. Nobody on Nobody out, I should say. And one on for Jackson Jorio. Jackson Jorio digging in. He has reached base twice tonight with a single and a walk. Cuts on the first pitch, lifts it high and foul. 0-1 now your count. Jackson Jorio, a single in the third, a walk in the fifth inning. A strikeout in the first as well. Number one prospect of the Brewers organization is Jackson Jorio. Messer with a deep breath. He'll deliver the 0-1. Low and inside. 1-1 now. Messer, again, not a guy that goes very long in ball games. He really only goes about an inning at most. Does Tyson Messer. 1-1. Swung on, hard ground to the third. Calf makes the play to second for one, and that's all they'll get, as it is a force out at second. Bit of a errant throw from West Calf, however, play is made. 5-4 put out of Carmona at first. Jackson Jorio reaches first base for the third time tonight, reaching on a fielder's choice. So one on and now one out for Jefferson Caro. Messer's first pitch to Caro, up and in, 1-0 your count. 1-for-3 in the night with a strikeout. A single in the first and two strikeouts in the third and fifth for Jefferson Caro. Decent lead at first base for Jackson Jorio. 1-0 from Messer. Hard grounder to short. Sanchez makes the play to second for one. On to first, and that's an inning-ending double play. Ballers now are six outs away from victory. They'll have to get through the eighth and ninth innings, but they hold a good lead, 5-0, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. West Cath fouls the first pitch off of the bottom of the seventh inning and lifts it high and foul. 0-1 now your count on West Cath. Colby Smelly and Wilfred Veras do up in the order. O'Gween back out on the bump for another inning of action. 0-1. Fastball just a little low, but it's called a strike. Now 0-2 on West Cath. Cath 0-for-3 tonight with a couple of flyouts, a pop out, and a strikeout. 0-2, he'll strike out here as he swings and misses at strike three. O'Gween picks up his third punch out of the night. First out of the seventh inning. That'll send it to Colby Smelly, the catcher. Colby Smilly, a three-hit night for him. 3 for 3. Scored a run in the first inning, a double in the third, and a single in the fifth for Colby Smilly. First pitch from Old Green to Smilly. Fastball up in the zone, 0-1 your count. Looks like Addison Coffey is the arm getting loose for Kannapolis down the line. Old Green on the bump is second inning of action. He's picked up 3 punch outs here in an inning and a third. Time called by the arm in Old Green. Nope, it's a pitch clock violation. Now 1-1 on a Colby Smilly. 1-1 on the way. Big swing and miss from Smilly. 1-2. Smilly again 3 for 3, keeping up a close pace. He's got a 5-game hit streak now. 1-2, tapped foul. Another one coming at 1-2. Smilly will move into our notable streaks category here in the Cannonballers game notes that we publish every day here in the press box. Hot series for Smilly as it continues here. 1-2 is lifted into center field for a base hit. Colby Smilly, 4 for 4, night at the plate. He's got 3 singles and a double to his name now, as there is now 1 on and 1 out. 7th inning for Wilfred Veras. Pitch to Veras, up and in, 1-0 is your count. Gladney waiting on deck, 1 on, 1 out. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled off by Wilfred Veras. 1-1 your count. Wilfred Veras, 0-for-3 on the night. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Did produce an RBI. Gladney and I, 2-for-3 with a 2-run home run. He is on deck. 1-1 is inside. They're going to say it actually hit Veras in the arm. It will be a hit-by-pitch. Awarding first base is Veras. He's on base for the first time tonight. Advancing to second on the play will be Smilly. So now 2-1, 1 out for DJ Gladney. Two on, one out. Pitch from Old Green to Gladney is up and in. 1-0 your count. Gladney with a 2-run home run in the first, a single in the third, and a strikeout in the fifth inning. Good night at the plate for DJ. Now at 15 home runs on the year. 1-0 off speed in there. 1-1 your count. Old Green's 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now the count. Samuel Polanco waiting on deck. Addison Coffey on the bump. Out in the bullpen. Getting loose. Trying to close the door for Kannapolis on the bump. 1-2 from the righty, Old Green. Tapped foul by Gladney. And by tapped foul, I mean lifted high and foul. Gladney just has effortless power at the plate. It's really a fun thing to watch. 1-2 count. There is an arm warming for Carolina down the line. Looks like it might be the big lefty and a Jacob Rostowski again. 1-2 fouled off by Gladney. Another one coming at 1-2. Smilly at second. He reached on a single. A hit by pitch by Wilfred Veras in the seventh inning here, as we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Good guys on top, 5-0. 1-2. Fastball just a bit outside. Iffy call, according to our home plate umpire tonight, and Steve Craze. Keep an eye on the track man up here. 2-2 count, 1 out. Samuel Polanco on deck. 2-2 from Old Green. Tap foul again by Gladney. This will be pitch number 7 in the at-bat on the way. Couple of out-of-town scores as well, keeping a tight eye on some of these games tonight, as Charleston actually trailing to the Augusta Green Jackets tonight, 6-1. Top of the 7th inning there. 2-2 fouled off again by Gladney. Good battle at the plate. 6-1 Augusta over Charleston down in the top of the 7th inning. Bottom of the 8th, Fredericksburg again leading 2-1 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Frednats on fire as of late. Salem over Delmarva, 3-2, bottom of the 6th inning. 2-2, big swing and a miss. Finally, DJ Gladney is dropping the bat. He swings and misses for strike 3. Second out of the inning as a good fight between Gladney and Old Green will conclude matters for Old Green on the bump. Polanco will step to the plate, but a new arm is on the way. It's Jacob Brostowski. We'll get you all the details here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 6'2", 240-pound lefty Jacob Brostowski. First pitch to Polanco. Grounded into the second baseman Robbie's glove. They'll be flipping to first in time for out number 3. One pitch, one out just like that. 4-3 ground out for Samuel Polanco. That is the conclusion of the 7th inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network headed into the 8th inning. Looks like Addison Coffey will enter the ballgame on the bump for the Ballers. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old, third-round pick in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox, Addison Coffey. New arm on the bump. The Radio deliver the first pitch. Grounder to second base, Samuel Polanco will field, and he will have trouble making the play. It'll go down as a E4 in the book, as Polanco can't make the play cleanly on an Eduardo Garcia grounder. So now a runner on in the eighth inning. Top of the eighth, good guys leading 5-0. 5-0, the Ballers lead over the Carolina Mudcats. It'll send Oswald Leonis to the plate. Addison Coffey in the ballgame. Now the fourth different arm used by Kannapolis tonight. He is 3-2, the 7.41 ERA. 17 innings pitched, 23 hits, 18 runs, 18 punchouts, 12 walks. First pitch to Leonis. Fastball in there at 94, 0-1 your count. Opponents batting 315 against Addison Coffey. His last two outings, both against the Down East Wood Ducks last week, providing shutout innings. Deep breath, 0-1 from the righty. Big swing and a miss from Leonis. 0-2 now the count. On the evening, Leonis 0-3. Garcia reaches base for the second time tonight, reaching on an error by Samuel Polanco. Decent lead for Garcia at first. Coffey and the righty will set on the bump. 0-2. Just a bit low on an off-speed pitch. 1-2 the count. Coffey, the former Wabash Valley JUCO product. Also spent some time at San Jacinto JUCO in Texas. Former Arizona State Sun Devil. He's bounced around. Quite a great story for Addison Coffey. Bouncing around to a multitude of different colleges and finding his footing finally here in the White Sox system. Pitch is off the plate. 2-2 now to Oswald Leonis. Coffey, a former two-way guy, actually was a highly touted shortstop. The White Sox converting him to strictly a pitcher, though, after he had Tommy John surgery last year. 2-2. Lifted high and foul by Leonis. Another one coming at 2-2. Again, a third-round pick in 2020. Again, that 2020 MLB draft, just a total of five rounds. Coffey, one of five picks by the White Sox in that 2020 draft in the middle of the COVID pandemic. 2-2, lifted in the air left field, shallow. Bailey's going to have to chase after it. Will he get there in time? He makes a diving effort on it. Can't make the grab. He will field the ball, throw it into the infield, into third base. Do they get him? They do! What a play in left field by Benjamin Bailey as he's laying out on the ground. Puts all of his effort into the ball. He throws it into third base where Wes Kath heads up play at third base. And they get the lead runner at third. So Garcia is out on a 7-5 putout for the first out of the eighth inning. Leonis is on base as well. It will go down as a base hit. Trying to see if it's a single or a double. It's a 7-5 put out. And he goes down as a single. Leonis will reach on a single and then in the second on the throw. Runner at second and one down now for Chirinos. First pitch in there. Fastball in there. 0-1. 1-for-3 night for Jesus Chirinos. Two strikeouts. He does have a single in the fourth inning. What a play and left by Benjamin Bailey. Fire me up, young man. 0-1 from Coffey. Fastball outside corner, 0-2. Nice pitch by the righty. Addison Coffey's got the most swagger on the team, I've got to say. Bright red cleats. He's got the show flow, the stash. He's always rocking the odd colors out there. 0-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Addison Coffey adds a bit of cream and sugar to that pitch. Strikeout number one on the night for the righty Coffey, and that is the second out of the eighth inning. Two down now for Zach Robbie. Robbie 1-for-3 with a single back in the sixth inning. He does have a runner on second here in this eighth inning. Here's the first pitch. Big swing and a miss on an off-speed. 0-1 your count. Again, Coffey, fastball, slider, changeup. Looked like a slider off the arm. Coffey works that mid-90s fastball in there with the consistency. 0-1. Up and away on Robbie. 1-1 count. Now mound visit on the way as Smelly will come out and chat with Addison Coffey. Just a quick mound visit on the way. Looks like Nick Gallagher has gotten up and will start to get loose just as a precautionary measure. Looks like Addison Coffey, so far so good out there on the bump. Thanks to some heads-up defense out there. From Benjamin Bailey in left. 1-1. Fastball just a bit outside. Count will move now 2-1. Two down in the top of the eighth inning. Ballers do lead 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Mudcats have only put up runs in three total innings of this whole series. 2-1. Grounded to the short. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out, number 3-6-3. Ground out in the book for Zach Robbie as the third out in the eighth inning. And that'll send us bottom eight here in Kannapolis. Ballers three outs away from their third consecutive victory. Quick break. We'll be right back. Bottom eight headed your way on the Ballers Baseball Network. First pitch, bottom 8-2. Benjamin Bailey is in there. 0-1 your count. It'll be Bailey, Gonzalez, and Beard due up in the order. Bottom 8, Ballers on top 5-0 here as Jacob Rostowski back out on the bump. 0-1 is low and inside to Bailey. 1-1 is now your count. Rostowski is second inning of action. 1-0 with a 14.21 ERA. As time called, looks like a ball gets loose from the Ballers bullpen, where Nick Gallagher is getting loose just as a precautionary. 1-1 count. Bottom eight, good guys on top. Rostowski will set on the bump. Here's the 1-1 to Bailey. Broken bat, blooper in a right field. That will drop in front of the right fielder in Mendez. It is a leadoff single, bottom eight for Benjamin Bailey. His second hit of the night. He's got a multi-hit game, does Bailey. Third different baller to get a multi-hit game tonight. It'll send it down to Misael Gonzalez, 0-3 on the night. Two flyouts and a strikeout tonight for Misael Gonzalez. Runner on and nobody out. Here's the pitch from Rostowski. Fastball low and inside, 1-0. As for Misael Gonzalez, against left-handed pitching, not too shabby, batting 286 on the year. Doing much better against lefties than he is righties. 1-0 inside corner, 1-1. Now your count on Misa. James Beard on deck, 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Brustowski. Grounder up the middle into center field for a base knock. Back-to-back singles here in the eighth inning. Ballers are getting the offense going again. That'll send it to James Beard. Beard with a two-run home run tonight in the second inning. Other than that, pretty quiet. A pop-out and a fly-out. It's Brustowski now with two on and nobody out. First pitch to Beard is an off-speed pitch, low to the plate, 1-0 your count. Beard now with four home runs on the year, sitting at 15 RBIs as well. 1-0 inside. Count now 2-0 on Beard. Fourth round pick in 2019 by the White Sox. 2-0. Fastball is just a bit away. Count now 3-0. Brustowski having some trouble finding the strike zone here against James Beard. Top of the order in La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. 3-0 from Brustowski. Fastball right down Broadway. 3-1. Now your count. Three-one pitch. Fastball just a bit up and away. Ball four. And now bases are chock full of ballers. Two singles and a walk in the inning. It'll send it now to Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. Sanchez, one for four. The single, a stolen base on the night. Two strikeouts and a flyout as well. Not been too shabby a night for La Chispa. See if he can produce some offense here as the infield will be forced to play in. Bases loaded and nobody out. Here's the pitch to Sanchez. Off-speed pitch in there, 0-1. Starting to see where Brustowski gets his 14.21 ERA. 0-1, big swing and miss on and off-speed, 0-2. Sanchez batting 168 on the year. He has contributed, though, when he's on base. Wes Kath on deck. Bottom eight, good guys on top. Looking to hold on and win their third straight game. 0-2, swing and a miss from Sanchez. Strike three, first out of the eighth inning. Sanchez picks up his third punch out of the night, and they'll send it now to Wes Kath. Time called by the catcher, Caro, as bases loaded and one down for Kath. 0 for 4 on the night. Kath, one of only three ballers yet to pick up a hit in tonight's game. First pitch off speed in there, 0-1. Kath 0 for 4. The average down to 228 now on the year. He does have nine homers, does West Kath. 0-1 from Brustowski. In the dirt, Caro can't cleanly pick it out, but it doesn't matter. It is now a 1-1 count as the ball did not get loose enough for any runners to advance. 1-1 count. Colby Smellie awaiting on deck. He's got a 4-for-4 night. Here against the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1. Upper part of the zone, 1-2 now. Brustowski, the lefty on the bump, has now got a sub 14 ERA, 13.97. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. West Cat down on strikes for the third time tonight. He is now 0 for 5 on the evening. That'll send it to Colby Smellie. Colby Smelly, 4-for-4 with 3 singles and a double in tonight's ball game. See if he can come in with another base hit here. Would produce some runs for Kannapolis. There's the pitch from Brustowski. In there, 0-1. Off-speed pitch, 79 miles an hour from the lefty. Wilfred Veras, DH awaiting on deck. Here's the 0-1. Fastball right down Broadway, 0-2. Smelly says, that was a good pitch. He wanted to swing at it. Opted to just take, however. 0-2 count, 2 down, bottom 8. Ken Baller's 3 outs away from victory. 0-2 from Brustowski. Low and away, 1-2 now on Smelly. Benjamin Bailey at third, Misael Gonzalez at second base. At first base would be James Beard. Smelly at the plate, a 4-for-4 night. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Jacob Brustowski, after allowing bases loaded, now strikes out the side here in the bottom of the 8th inning. We'll set it now into the top of the 9th inning. New arm on the way. Looks like Nick Gallagher is going to try to shut things down here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the bump. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm in the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'3", 200-pound, 26-year-old, 16th-round pick in 2017 by the Cleveland Guardians. Picked up by the Chicago White Sox this year as a free agent. It's Nick Gallagher. First pitch to Jeremy Vargas is a little upstairs. 1-0 is now your count. Ballers 3 outs away from victory. They lead 5-0 here in the 9th inning against the Carolina Mudcats. Vargas, Mendez, and Carmona do up here in the 9th inning. The 1-0 from Gallagher is in there. 1-1 is now your count. Nick Gallagher, 0-1 with a 0 ERA. 4 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. It was not earned. 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. Best opponent batting average on the team at 0.67 as a foul ball is now bounced into the seating bowl. Heads up in section 108. Ball hits off the siding here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 will remain the count. Here's the pitch from Gallagher. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Jeremy Vargas down on strikes for the second time tonight. That is the first out of the 9th inning. Ballers now 2 outs away from victory. They'll have to face Henry Mendez now. Gallagher pitched back on July 4th. Went 1 clean inning, 2 strikeouts and a walk. for the Roddy. He had pitched a little bit in a double-A with the Akron Rubber Ducks earlier this year, but was released by the Guardians. Now finds himself in the White Sox system here in low A. Pitch inside, 1-0 now to Hendry Mendez. Count here's the pitch. Grounder to shortstop. Sanchez charging in. Will make the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number two. A 6-3 ground out for Hendry Mendez. That is now two outs in the inning. Mendez will finish, it looks like, with a 2-4-5 batting line. That's now two outs. Gene Carmona will dig in. He is 0-3 on the evening with three strikeouts. Gallagher's pitch to Carmona. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 now your count. Carmona, three strikeouts, a walk in the seventh. Nick Gallagher, so far so good, preserving his zero ERA. 0-1. Check swing, he goes around at the plate, says Steve Craze. Gene Carmona, not a fan at all of the call. Neither is home plate is the manager for the Carolina Mudcats and Victor Estevez, as now he's going to come over and start barking at home plate umpire and Steve Craze. Estevez not a fan of the call at all. Craze says, please don't bother. 0-2 count, two outs, top of the ninth inning. Nick Gallagher and the Ballers one strike away from victory. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, he goes around, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Ballers win, baby, Ballers win. Gene Carmona strikes out for the fourth time tonight. Golden sombrero here in the ninth inning. But Ballers win, baby, Ballers win. It's a shutout victory, 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Good guys win their third straight ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark over the Mudcats. And with the win, Ballers now move to 9-4 here in the second half. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're going to do the post-game show here live in the ballpark as well as here on the broadcast. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Trevor Wilt, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. They shut out the Carolina Mudcats 5-0 here on a wonderful Friday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. Liam Jenkins is going to get credit for the win. He is now 1-0 on the year. Losing pitcher for Carolina will be Jimenez at 2-4 now. Again, Kannapolis shutting him out 5-0. They do pick up 11 hits compared to Carolina's 8 now on the season. Again, Ballers picking up their third consecutive victory, now 9-4 on the year. We're keeping a close eye on that Columbia Fireflies and Myrtle Beach Pelicans action tonight, as the Columbia Fireflies in first place with 9 wins. Hey, Ballers might be tied for first place by the end of the night. Who knows? Kannapolis in the heat of the action in the South Division. As for the game tonight, though, take a peek at some of the notable performances for both sides. Of course, we'll start with the victorious Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-for-5 night for Wilbur Sanchez. How about Colby Smelly? 4-for-5 night with 3 singles and a double. Sounds like a Wendy's order out there. Colby Smelly coming up big time with a 4-for-5 night at the plate. How about DJ Gladney? 2-for-4 night with 2 RBIs, including an absolute moonshot in the first inning. A 2-run blast onto Laureate Way out there in a left field. 2-for-3 night as well for Benjamin Bailey with a walk on the evening. Bailey moving now to 10 consecutive games reaching base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And Misael Gonzalez, 1-for-4. James Beard, 1-for-3 with a 2-run shot in that second inning, giving Kannapolis a little extra cushion of a lead. Ballers put up 3 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second, and then from there, they didn't really do anything, but the pitching came in clutch tonight for the Ballers. How about the 5 arms tonight used by Guillermo Quiroz, John Eli, of course, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jorge Vera, 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, no runs, just 1 walk, and a season high. 8 punchouts now for the righty Jorge Vera. Now they have 1.98 ERA. Vera, good enough for our 5-star transmission and Total Auto Care star of the game here in tonight's action. Jenkins is the victorious pitcher, 1-0 with a 7.20 ERA now, but 2 1/3 innings pitched, no runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 4 punchouts for Liam Jenkins. Messer, 1 clean inning with 1 walk. Addison Coffey, 1 clean inning with 1 hit and 1 strikeout. And then finally, Nick Gallagher comes in and shuts the door with 1 inning and 2 strikeouts for the good guys in the red, white, and blue, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. On the other side, Carolina Mudcats, 2-for-5 night for Henry Mendez, 2-for-5 night. The only multi-hit performance for the Carolina Mudcats tonight. 1-for-3 night for Jackson Chorio with a walk. 1-for-4 nights all around for Caro Garcia, Leonis, and Chirinos, and Zach Robbie. A whole bunch of 1-for-4 nights. Is actually their 4-through-8 guys in the lineup all have 1-for-4 nights. Absolutely no RBIs, though, tonight for Carolina, as a baller shut him out 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3 arms used by the Mudcats tonight. Jimenez will get the loss. Edwin Jimenez, 5 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. O'Guin, 1 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 punchouts. And then finally, Brostowski, 1 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 3 punch outs. 2 hours and 25 minutes of game action tonight. A little bit of rain in the area tonight, but hey, it stayed away just long enough for the good guys in the red, white, and blue, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, to pick up their third consecutive victory here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again tomorrow night in search of number 4 in a row against these Carolina Mudcats. The Ballers have now at least clinched a series split with the Mudcats, as we have 2 games remaining here in this week's action. Noah Owen, the righty, will get the start tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch, post-game fireworks. Hope you're able to join us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, Noah Owen, 4-7 with a 5.43 ERA. Against the righty, Carlos Rodriguez, 2-3 with a 3.46 ERA. 7 o'clock first pitch. Be sure to grab your tickets. Come on out and hang out with us. It's going to be an absolute beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. If you're not able to join us, hang out with me on the broadcast, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, KCBallers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Up here in the press box, Dan Lodi, as always, saying thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for tuning in as well on the broadcast. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, Have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. It's a shutout victory, 5-0 here in Kannapolis. We have plenty of baseball left. Let's get some more victories. Hey, 3 in a row. Ballers are hot, as they like to say. We'll do it again tomorrow night. Hope you're able to join us. Until next time, have a great one, everyone. See you soon.